It's Tuesday, December 21st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Forrester tells the Fed how it did on customer experience. IT leaders say they're undervalued, and Microsoft's right to repair change. This is the Business of Tech. Last week, I covered the EO from the White House around customer experience. Turns out, the Fed is doing better there already. Forrester's annual U.S. Federal Customer Experience Index shows a 1.5-point increase over 2020. Rick Parrish, Vice President and Principal Analyst at Forrester, said the latest federal customer experience is a good news, bad news story. On the one hand, scores improved in 6 of 15 key agencies Forrester measured, including a major improvement at the Transportation Security Administration. On the other, the federal average score of 62.6 out of a possible 100 still lags 10.7 points behind the private sector average. On average, the news is good. Agencies are up 1.5 points and the highest we've ever seen. But of course, a 62.6 on a 100-point scale leaves a lot of opportunity for improvement, Parrish told NextGov, where this was quoted liberally from. Why do we care? Because this reinforces the point I made last week. The floor is rising. Sure, the private sector is ahead, and I would expect it to always be ahead. It had better be ahead, as the floor is rising. Are there ways to reduce friction in the way you do business? Top of mind for me today. Snow Software with their analysis of IT managers and executives, quoting ZDNet. 89% of IT leaders claimed that IT roles were undervalued pre-COVID, but are now viewed as essential, with 90% claiming they have become trusted advisors to the business. In addition, 94% of IT managers consider innovation a top priority for their organization, although 71% say IT spends too much time reacting to problems instead of innovating. Top priorities for IT leaders next year are adopting new technology to improve day-to-day operations at 30%, reducing IT costs at 28%, and improving customer service and satisfaction at 28%. While 94% of leaders said their organization has become more innovative when it comes to IT and technology resources, they also say they are challenged to deliver innovation and spend too much time reacting to problems, 71%. Now, why do we care? IT spends too much time reacting to problems instead of innovating. Sounds like something I would say over and over. Nothing here is necessarily surprising, although solving the same issues repeatedly in the same way and expecting results seems like a losing strategy. I was struck by a help desk piece in the Washington Post today about helping family members with IT issues over the holiday, and was left with the question, have we armed these users with the right solutions? I've shared the list. It's a long list of things IT people should do for their families, and it reads like a personal version of the IT apartment's long list. What struck me was wondering if the complexity given to users shows a mismatch to their needs. To improve customer satisfaction and service, perhaps less, maybe more. Microsoft has paired with iFixit to make Microsoft service tools for Surface available. Viewed as a move to support the right to repair, the tools include options for working with the adhesive within the devices. The intention is to give Fixit Pro independent repairers, Microsoft authorized service providers, Microsoft Experience Centers, and Microsoft commercial customers the ability for repairs more than consumers directly. Why do we care? It's a step even to get this outside the walls of Microsoft, and again points to the right to repair movement gaining traction. A win is a win. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is a channel-only company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting BVoIP.com www.snowsoftware.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Anybody else counting the days? 2 more episodes. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.